Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good morning. I'm James Holman from The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Wednesday, October 28th. Here are election 2020 updates from today's show. The 70 million or so Americans who've already voted equals roughly half the total turnout in 2016. This all but ensures, with early voting continuing through the weekend, that the majority of ballots this election will be cast before Election Day. Amy Gardner and Roz Helderman report that this year's election is on pace for a historic rate of participation not seen since the early 1900s. For now, the early numbers overwhelmingly favor Democrats in 16 of the 19 states that provide such data. But the gap between Democrats and Republicans has narrowed in recent days in several of the key battlegrounds, and more Republicans are expected to vote on November 3rd than Democrats, according to every poll. The question, though, is how many more? Nowhere has the spike been more unexpected than in Texas, where more than 7.8 million voters have already cast ballots, more than 86% of the overall total vote in 2016. The second most surprising surge so far has been in Georgia, where 3 million voters have cast ballots early, more than 70% of the 2016 vote total. Black voters have turned out in especially large numbers in states like Georgia and North Carolina. New voters are also turning out at a remarkable rate. Voters who didn't participate in 2016 accounted for 26% of all early ballots that have been cast nationwide. And other signs have emerged that young voters are on track to sustain the record turnout that they displayed in the 2018 midterms. In Georgia, Joe Biden made his first trip as the Democratic nominee yesterday, and he gave a poignant speech in Warm Springs about healing. Warm Springs is where Franklin Roosevelt went for the hot springs to help when he had polio. Biden called for people to use their votes to free ourselves from the forces of darkness, the forces of division, and the forces of yesterday. With a sea of fog and pine trees behind him, Biden spoke at the Mountain Top Inn and Resort, a getaway filled with log cabins in the hills of the Georgia Piedmont. Then he went to Atlanta for a drive-in rally. Polls show Georgia neck and neck. If Biden wins, he'd be the first Democrat to carry Georgia since 1992. Thanks for listening. I'm James Holman. If you want to hear full episodes, find The Daily 202 every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.